This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
When you hear the long walk, Mel, what comes to mind?
Well, I think of my former Essendon champion, Michael Long, and his long...
Former? Walk. He still is a champion.
He's a former player.
Okay. He's still a figure.
Yeah. He's a figure.
An enlarged figure.
In the Aboriginal community and in the AFL community. And so he is standing up for Aboriginal rights throughout the country, and they have the long walk. It used to be from Canberra to Melbourne, but isn't it now
the
just...
The first one was Canberra to Melbourne.
But now isn't
now
it just Head Square to the MCG?
It was Melbourne to Canberra, and then he met the Prime Minister when he got there.
Oh, that way.
Thank you very much. And now it coincides with Dreamtime at the G.
That's right, I'll be there.
Your thoughts on the long walk?
Look, I think it's a great initiative. I'm expecting that it'll be quite a big event this year.
I'm planning to be at the game, but not to do the walk.
Not going to do the walk.
No, I'll be riding my bike.
You'll be catching the horse and coach.
Why aren't you going to walk from Fed Square?
Because I'll be riding my bike and I'll be riding direct to the G. It's the quickest way there for me. So I'll already be there waiting for me. Waiting. Don't boo people. That's rude. I'll be waiting for Michael to arrive. And I've bought my footy record early.
But yeah, I think it's going to be a great event. And I think what he's done for,
the tram to
Fed
Square.
Hang on, I'm in the middle of talking.
Yeah. Yeah. She's talking, rude.
You lazy bugger.
I've got to train you boys. what was I saying? Yeah, I think he's really done a lot to, he was really the player that initiated the Racial Vilification
Act. He was.
Act.
And Nicky Winmar.
And Nicky Winmar, yes.
Damien Monkhurst as well.
But it was the incident between Michael Long and Damien Monkhurst that, and he put in a formal complaint. And now those two have become good buddies as well.
Monkhurst is a moron.
Listeners out there, if you're planning on doing the long walk on Saturday, or maybe you went to the women's game on Sunday and want to pass in a comment and send in a message about the women's game, or maybe the long walk, as I said, please do so. 0427 Joy 949. 0427 569 949. You can email to
onair@joy.org.au.
Give us a call on the hands free 1300 Joy 949, 1300 569 949.
That's right, Andy's on the desk out there.
He is indeed. Thanks, Andy. And Fiona, you and I earlier today were fortunate enough to catch up with Michael Long.
I was at work.
And
some people
spoke
have to
with
do that.
spoke with the great man about this year's long walk. Michael, 20th anniversary of the long walk. What does that mean to yourself?
Oh, it's actually the 20th anniversary of the racial vilification.
Of the racial vilification, sorry. Yep.
So we actually had our 10th anniversary last year, but we actually launched a book with Martin Flanagan about an hour ago, and it speaks about the policy and the incident that took place, but also the positive things that transpired to what it is today. So, and Martin Flanagan, as we know, is a friend of mine, but also a guy who puts it in so many different ways, which I think that's why we've connected.
Yeah, look, the incident involved another footballer, Damien Monkhurst. I believe he's going to be on the march as well on Saturday. So you guys have become good friends since then?
Yeah, look, I have enormous respect for Damien, and look, he's been an integral part to what's happened, 20 years ago to where it is today, and I have so much respect for him, and would have been just as challenging for him as what was for me at that time in 95. But I suppose it's they are actually playing in Tasmania, so I hope he could make it with his family, because I'd really like to pay my respects, and most importantly, I want to thank him as well as we did about 4 weeks ago when we did have a launch with the Essendon Football Club.
Yeah, fantastic. And can you see that, I guess since that time, since that racial vilification policy came about in the AFL, have you seen a lot of attitudes change towards racism and particularly the Indigenous community since then in sport, and particularly the AFL?
Yeah, well, I think it has. One of the things when we did put the policy together, one of the main things was around education. and it wasn't about destroying anyone's life or take any part of that, because that's not what we wanted to achieve. It was about, I think that people wouldn't walk away but embrace, you know, that they made a mistake, but also they, you know, they've learned from it. And that's why I see what Damien's done over the last 20 years has been important, you know, very important. And the work that's been done from the AFL, not just on the football arena and football clubs, it's been in our football fans, our supporters, which has had a rippling effect. You know, we're obviously, there are times when it raises its head, but I think we've come a long way when you look at the list of players and, you know, the Australian rules football has become so multicultural as well. So I don't know if you could measure it, but I believe what you've seen over the journey of time and where it is now, it makes you feel proud that, you know, you're associated with such a sport that's led the way.
Of course, all Australians, Michael, invited to the Long Walk Together 2015. Celebrations taking place this Saturday, the 30th of May, at Federation Square from 12 p.m. Are you expecting, Michael, this year's the Long Walk to have the biggest crowd?
We always embrace it. We love everyone to come along, football supporters from all clubs. But, you know, the momentum of it all just seems to grow every year. And not that we plan to do that, but I just see a way that football's done that. And, you know, it's brought the crowds with it because of the symbolism of what we're trying to achieve with football blended into that. And it's created that, you know, and not that we've set out to do it, but football's, you know, created that, I think that feeling and movement of what we're trying to achieve with reconciliation.
It's become such a, you know, a well-known annual event, Michael, culminating in Dreamtime at the MCG with Richmond and Essendon, and Auntie Joy does the speech before the game kicks off. And Cathy Freeman, I've noticed, Michael, also walking along on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, Cath's been we've been great friends for a long time, and, you know, she's a world champion. I love Cath. We've been great mates, and, you know, look at the whole, you know, Indigenous round, you just stare in amazement of what's been achieved and how far it's come. And most importantly, the football clubs and the football fraternity has embraced it. You know, as a past player retired, you see the players who are leading the way, you know, you know, driving the momentum of where we'd love to see, you know, reconciliation. So, makes you feel proud, and especially with a football club, Essendon, and Kevin Sheedy, who's led the way.
Yeah, great. And there's a lot of Indigenous performers and artists that are going to be at Federation Square on Saturday as well. Who's going to be around?
Yeah, we've got a few local artists, and one of my favourites, Archie Roach.
Good old Archie.
Yeah, just beautiful music. Obviously, we've got community groups in the stalls, so we'd love people just to come along, be a part of it, you know, join what we're trying to get. We're about bringing people together. So come and enjoy the fun, whether you're Essendon or a Richmond supporter or a Collingwood supporter, you're all welcome.
Even Hawke supporters?
we can tell you. Oh, most certainly, of course. You know, my nephew plays.
It's about reconciliation after all.
Well, that's it. And Fiona Philly, I have to say, one of the biggest names, the winner of the Triple J Unearthed National Indigenous Music Awards for 2014, also part of the Long Walk Together concert at Fed Square on Saturday afternoon. Michael, your son Jake, a rookie for Essendon at the moment. How emotional will it be for yourself when he finally makes his senior debut?
Yeah, you always hope one day that he'd end up there and as a part of the legacy. And he's been at boarding school for 5 years and he's, you know, worked really hard to get where he is. So, but yeah, it is quite special when, you know, he was rookie, then, you know, will be a special day when he does run out with the red and black, because it's, you know, the Essendon Football Club means a lot to me. And if he achieves, you know, hopefully more than I would do, I hope that. And, you know, he'd be pretty proud as a parent, as all past players, you know, see their son and, you know, in that light.
Yeah, no doubt the Long Walk holds that unique position in the reconciliation landscape, and raising awareness to improve and support Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander health, wellbeing, life opportunities through the fundraising activities, events, education programs such as Walk the Talk and the Long Walk Women's Luncheon. Michael, any final message that you got for some of our listeners this evening if they're thinking of coming along for the Long Walk this year?
We'd just love everyone to come and, you know, be a part of it, and I think with such a long history, a rich history, I think, you know, one part of it to celebrate the great game and history of what our players have done. But we'd love you to come and walk with us and share the stories. And I think it's about being together and about building that reconciliation.
Well, it's no doubt it's 2015 is going to be the biggest long walk ever, Fiona. Bigger than Ben-Hur. I'm going to be down there. Hope to see you there as well.
I will be there. And hopefully the weather's a bit like it is today.
Exactly.
Gorgeous
so.
Autumn day for you.
Yeah, no, thanks very much.
No, Michael, appreciate you joining us on the Sports Bag on Joy 94.9, and all the very best for the long walk 2015.
No worries. Thanks for that.
Michael Long, Fiona, who we spoke with earlier today.
Yeah, lovely guy.
Yeah, loved it.
Great interview, you guys.
And, no, we'll be down there on Saturday afternoon for the
We'll meet Malcolm
walk.
At the ground.
Yeah,
yes, I'll be there. Are you doing the walk, literally?
I don't know if I'll literally do the walk, but I'll definitely be at Fed Square.
And we'll go down for the concert.
Yeah, I'll hear.
Because that's from 12.
From 12.
I love a bit of Archie.
Oh, I could do
Archie
that. Roach. Maybe I could ride.
The concerts are 12.
Okay, maybe you're convincing me.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll see.
And then you've got enough time
actually,
to get your bike.
I can't. I'm going to Ballarat. I'm running up at Ballarat round Lake Ventura.
Make up your mind, you old man.
No, that's at 1:30, so I probably won't be back till about 5, so I'll only be able to just kind of get home, have a shower, and then go straight to the G.
Anyway, it's on Saturday from midday, noon at Fed Square, the Long Walk concert, and the Long Walk departing Fed Square at 5:30, heading to the MCG for Dreamtime at the G.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ Community Radio Station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.